What if I told you that millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic totally unnecessarily? What if I told you it didn't have to be that way? Today we'll talk about what we believe could help millions of Americans find freedom from the bondages of disease. Welcome everybody to Skywatch TV in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, and a very special shout out to a mostly young audience of guests from Christian Ministries Academy. Yeah. We're so excited, and we have a completely stacked program planned for you today. You're not going to want to miss this one, but before we dive right into that, let me introduce who is on panel. He's a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and product development manager of Eden's Essentials, Mr. Daniel Belt. She's head of operations for the Eden's Essentials online store, Bree Graffia. The founder of Whispering Ponies Ranch, Nita Horn. As always, my beautiful wife, Catherine Horn. And Dr. Thomas Horn.
Good to be here.
Good to see you. You know, Tom, we always have to remember that our program, God is blessing it. We have new viewers all the time, and we cannot take for granted that some of the new viewers may not know a portion of my backstory, what brings Daniel here, what brings Bree here, what is Eden's Essentials? I've heard that. I've seen it attached to Skywatch TV. What is it? What does it mean? Before I can do that conversation justice, and I'm not going to give you the entire testimony because it's literally a two-hour. In fact, we've got the whole thing on a DVD that we're offering with a package this week. If you want to know the long version, but you can also go back to the archives and look up my previous books, Time Bomb and Unlocking Eden. So what is all that about? I got to tell you first, I'm going to read to you just a few of these because over 20 years I had to write some of these down. But to do this properly, I have to give you a little bit of a back preface. In my late 20s, I started to develop myriad autoimmune disease. My life became arrested, became completely hostage to the never-ending trips to the doctor. This affected my prostate, my digestion, my memory, my energy, plagued with fatigue that was unreconcilable. I was told by traditional doctors that this was natural aging. Some people's genetics just simply exhaust the body faster than other people. Diet was never mentioned. Lifestyle was never mentioned. And this is the part I have to write down. Over the 20 years that would follow that, my life began to resemble something completely different from what I had imagined that it would as a young man. In my early 20s, I thought of myself as vital, active. I worked at a recreation camp as the director over various activities. We did canoeing and high ropes coursing and zip lines. And man, I don't fit the profile of a guy who ends up like this, right?
Sure.
Right.
And again, every kind of CT scan, every kind of test that you can imagine, they looked at every portion of my body. And again, things like hereditary, genetics, these were blamed. Here's just a tiny snapshot of some of the things that were thrown at me over the following 20 years. Diverticulosis, diverticulitis, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, pleurisy, chronic non-bacterial prostatitis, painful bladder syndrome. That was devastating.
Yes, it was.
Epididymitis, inflamed prostate, eosinophilic esophagitis, GERD. A lot of our viewers at home, the little red alert just went up. GERD, they're struggling with acid reflux. Mine had no bounds. What's this about? Well, some people just live this way. Testosterone and infertility issues and even genetic challenges such as MTHFR, which, believe me, is a whole other audio series. We're not going to spend time on that today. But I'm here to tell you that after all of that, I'm enjoying the best quality of life I've experienced in 25 years plus, but it did not come in the form of anything that traditional medicine offered me.
Yeah.
None of the medications that only further burdened my body, my liver, threw off my metabolic process, didn't come as the result of some epiphany following a CT scan or any of that other stuff. It came as a result of lifestyle, diet, changes. And a lot of professionals in the medical community find that this to be anomalistic or made up or perhaps psychosomatic. When you believe something long enough, it tends to follow and truth begins to prevail in your mind and your experience changes. But I'm telling you, these are legitimate changes. I no longer have prostate pain that I believe to be never-ending that keeps me up at night shuddering. I used to shake. I'd be in so much pain. Mm-hmm. Random. Painful bladder syndrome. I'd sit at the movies with my wife one time. I ended up rushing home early because I couldn't even deal with the pain that accumulated. Yeah. More tests. What does it reveal? Well, we'll call it painful bladder syndrome. What do all of these diseases have in common, Daniel? Inflammation. Inflammation. But what is causing the inflammation? Well, God intervened in my life, and he brought me to some holistic, naturally minded, herb-minded physicians, happened to be Christians, big yeah. believers in God, big believers in stepping away from unnecessary medications to find what is the true underlying root cause of disease. Sure. Yeah. And these men and women made massive inroads. In fact, in the studio audience today, Mr. Mark Scribner of Healing Arts Center, yeah. very close to that journey. You know I love you, man.
We all do.
He has been there for us through thick and thin. He's yes. one of the guys right at the beginning of this transition in my life. Works very closely with Dr. Matthew Sams, who's been a hero to me mm-hmm. and was a part of that transition in my life from all of that desperation to a natural, more biblical, the herbs of the land. God gives us our medicine.
Yeah.
We've obfuscated that, and we've delegated all of our decision-making to professionals over us who speak over us and tell us what our problems are and what we're supposed to swallow for it. And our investment mentally in our own health is zero.
Yeah.
We eat whatever we eat because we're on the go. We do whatever we do because our lives are under a pressure cooker, and we have no time to think about, number one, mm-hmm. what am I actually swallowing? What is that doing to my gut flora? Well, I should also mention that 20 years of autoimmune disease did eventually result mm-hmm. before I met these wonderful men and women of God. I did have half of my colon removed. Mm-hmm. Now, my symptoms got much worse after that. Mm-hmm. I went into that surgery thinking, this is it.
This is going to fix
me. I'm going to get my life back. If I have this diseased portion of my colon removed, all the infection will be gone. I'll be able to digest well. In 20 years, I'll be living in a utopia. This is going to be great. No, I really did. Think yeah. about it. The kind of fear to have half of your colon removed, you got to think there's some kind of a golden ticket on the other side of that, right?
Yeah.
Well, imagine how devastated I was when my symptoms got so much worse.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, methylation, we're not even going to talk about that in this program, but it has to do with some of the genetic disadvantages that I also struggle with. Well, guess where methylation takes place? So much of it happens in the large intestine that I had removed.
Yep.
This isn't even stuff that they talked about, the professionals that I dealt with that did the surgeries and all of this stuff. So bottom line is, what is the underlying cause of this inflammation that is systemic in this country? The epidemic that's destroying lives every single day. Well, one of the biggest contributors is something called leaky gut syndrome. It's where what we're eating, because of the pesticides, the herbicides, the sugars, the artificial sweeteners, all of the stuff that causes free radical damage, that puts a burden on our liver, our gallbladder to create enzymes to break food down. Soda pops, kids. Soda pops. This stuff fuels something called SIBO. It's the small bacterial overgrowth. Another one, candidus. This is a fungal overgrowth in the large intestine that will destroy your life.
Yep.
Drinking soda every day may feel like you're getting away with it. By the time you hit 16, 18, 20, 21, you're Joe Horn. Mm-mm. Active, super strong. Hey, they just told me I have Crohn's disease. Mm-hmm. I don't fit this profile. They just told me I have fibromyalgia. I don't fit this profile. I was headed for a bolstered, hearty life. What's this about?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on. Point is, leaky gut syndrome. It's when the intestines become so inflamed they can no longer process food properly. Undigested particles slip through the lining of the colon, enter the bloodstream where now burdens the liver, and the body goes through this whole hormonal displacement. Basically, leaky gut syndrome is probably behind 80% of what is diagnosed every day in this country in terms of autoimmune disease and 100 other spinoffs, cancers, mm-hmm. digestional-related disorders, hormone issues. So as I began to find real health, Tom, lasting health, and it came in the form of something none of the traditional doctors that I'd ever seen, bless their hearts, because many of them meant well, but they did not have the knowledge of the use of God's herbs, etc., things like methylation, detox, digestion, enzymatic breakdown. We never talked about any of that during the 20 years of autoimmune disease. These men and women of God began to show me how the herbs of the land are designed for my medicine. And as I began to embrace that lifestyle, cleaner eating, mm-hmm. exercise, detox, I began to experience improvements like I never thought possible, and my life started to resemble that young guy that I thought was gone forever.
Yeah.
Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Now, as I wrote the book Time Bomb to kind of chronologically organize all this for people that I felt needed to hear this testimony, yeah. One of the first things that happened was we started getting emails. Thousands. I could not even keep up, Tom. Thousands of emails. I was diagnosed with XYZ. Hey, I'm dealing with XYZ, my prostate, my digestion. I've got diverticulosis. Your testimony really moved me. What are you taking? How did you do it? Ah, this is where, Mark, you know this. This is where I hit a brick wall. The stuff that I was taking was professional physician-grade supplementation. Mm-hmm. This is not something you find over the counter, and most of the big box stores, well, I say most, it's to be very careful, none of the big box stores will carry anything that resembles the stuff that I was taking. Is this making sense?
Mm-hmm.
So then people are emailing, Joe, what did you take?
Right.
What kind of curcumin did you take for your digestion? How do I fight inflammation? I found myself in a real quandary, Bree. People want to know, and so now I'm online. I really want to help these people.
Yeah.
My heart is broken for them, and I'm on Amazon. What can you buy for $20 that you can buy anywhere?
It's
the ingredients aren't the same, guys. Organic label gaming, it's not the same, guys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There are companies out there in mass taking advantage of the fact that people are getting sicker every decade, mm-hmm. and they're looking for organic supplements because they've caught on to the fact that there's something naturally they can do,
mm-hmm.
and they're being totally gamed.
Right.
Pesticides present in things that are supposed to detox the liver. Guys,
right.
glyphosate present in supplements made to remove glyphosate from the liver?
Right?
What?
That's insane.
We know this to be factual, Daniel. So I struggled. I wanted to help these people, but the reality was we had to do this ourselves.
Yeah.
Long story short, the Eden's Essentials product line was kind of birthed out of that response. Me really wanting to help people and not being able to find the purity, the efficacy, the quality. And Daniel, we are running out of time very quickly. Let's just leap straight to... We reached out to Daniel Belt. I'm mm-hmm. not even going to tell you the whole story, how we met him, various things, because we're running out of time. But we reached out to Daniel Belt, 20 years experience
mm-hmm.
in looking through the smokescreen, finding what companies are actually labeling things properly, the efficacy at 100. The vision was Eden's Essentials. I wanted to develop a product line of nutrition, whole food-based supplementation that was beyond reproach,
mm-hmm.
where I knew that if I sent somebody a link to one of my mushrooms or to one of our milk thistles, it's clean, and I don't have to sleep at night knowing we've played games, we've made sacrifices to keep the price down, but the efficacy is a little bit, I'll just close my eyes. And wanted absolutely pure supplements, okay? And so I went to the man with 2 decades plus experience.
Actually building this for very large organic stores and so on.
With a track record of having built some of the largest big box retailers having to do with nutrition mm-hmm. and supplementation, et cetera. So that's where we started with Daniel Belt. So Daniel Belt comes on board, and he starts the process of trying to find for us who we can partner with mm-hmm. to manufacture supplementation that's as clean as a whistle.
I've spent a lot of years procuring supplements for different stores previously. And some companies do really, a decent job and some don't, but there's also kind of an ever-rotating and changing set of standards as well. Mm-hmm. And having dealt with them over the many years, they sometimes would be, very upfront, but even they would change their formulas, when they would do one thing and then,
right.
Come a year later, the formulas changed and they didn't let you know about it. And like when we were contacting our manufacturing partners that would go on to partner with us to form Eden Essentials, we basically had to look for the most stringent testing guidelines. We wanted the most pure, supplements that we could make. In addition, we wanted it to be food-based. It all needed to come from actual food. And we're big proponents of the entourage effect, which is where you're not just getting isolated nutrients, but you're getting much more than that. And as you've demonstrated in Time Bomb, and as we've talked about before, vitamin C is not just like vitamin C,
right.
Sorbic acid. It's not, they're not all equal. And so, like, in our products, we have things like bioflavonoids and some of these other constituents that are very vital and important. And again, falls within God's design. Things are the way that they are on earth because that's the way they're made for us. And then that means we're meant to take it in the manner of its orientation.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute, because you said something very quick that our audience at home may not be familiar with, and that is you mentioned whole food-based supplements. Mm-hmm. Don't have time to get into what the big box stores are selling, but a lot of it is synthetic. The body will either not recognize it or you'll experience an artificial bump for a while, but then it begins to pull nutrients and cofactors out of the body and become a burden to your metabolic pathways. This is massive. Why does Edens focus so hard on making sure that our supplements are from food the way God intended for absorption?
Because it is vitally and intrinsically important that we have our nature fulfilled in the manner of its design. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that there is a way that things are meant for us, and that the subversion of that way, it's like taking a shortcut. Sometimes you can do that, but sometimes you can't. And when it comes to the fulfillment of the human body, the way that we function and operate, our health, our futures, what we pass on to our children, genetic coding, all of this is tied to some very key factors. And as much as we can justify a lot of the decisions we make in our life, very few things we're absolutely compelled to do. Sleep, eat. So that matters very much that we fulfill that in the way it's meant to be done. And we really tried to do that with our partners in that, you know, for example, Western doctors all have to swear an oath to Hippocrates. And his very biggest statement is, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. And then the other part of that is to do no harm. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big part of this. And even as we partnered with our manufacturers, they were bringing in organic supplements even that were tainted. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a matter of like, oh, it needs to be organic. Is the production rigor, is there the level of acumen and academic rigor that it takes to really get the kinds of quality supplements that we're looking for that were food to provide those efficacious responses that people really need?
And something I learned too is that if you take an inexpensive supplement that is synthetic to try to get some gains out of the situation, it ends up being a burden to the body. Mm-hmm. You would be better off not taking any supplements at all. Just drink more water, clean water.
Mm-hmm. Clean water.
You'd be better off not taking anything than you would a lot of these big box store, that a lot of them are calcium rich with stone calcium. These become a burden to the lymphatic system. They'll develop tumors in the armpits. Like, you would be way better off saving your $8 and not buying anything.
Investing in food.
And I would like to also add for the people that are watching this program that may not understand why we're even talking about why you need to supplement from whole foods that are grown in a controlled environment where you're not using pesticides and so on, is because of over farming.
Right.
That all by itself, you deal with it in the book, Time Bomb. But people may not know that for the last 100 years, you know, we have fertilized lands. We grow what appear to be bumper crops, but those foods are not rich with the kind of minerals and vitamin components that God intended for us to get out of food. So that's the reason why, in order to get enough of the kind of zinc or vitamin D or all, you have to supplement today, and you have to do that with clean supplements.
Right.
You're not going to go to a big box store and buy a multivitamin that's got a cartoon character on it and get what you actually need. You're probably going to get metals, and it's going to be toxic to your body.
So much of this work is outlined in a special offer that we want to make you aware of. My last work, Unlocking Eden, my co-author Daniel Belt, we talk about this at length, and there's a DVD in the package also that again, details so many of these things, as well as the genetic, you know, dispositions that some people believe they're struggling with, which might be more metabolic than genetic. Watch this. We'll be right back. Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways, to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire four-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the Skywatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985. Welcome back. It's so good to have so many young people in the audience today, especially because we're talking about restoring vitality, keeping the vitality that you've already got through biblical living, clean living, eating well, and making sure you avoid those dangerous toxins that will end you faster than I can explain in the remaining 6 minutes that we have. I want to pivot very quickly. Bree, tell us how you got involved in the Eden's Essentials Project.
So like you, I struggled with health and different things my entire life, digestion being one of them. And then when I was about 16, I developed horrific migraines. At the time, multiple doctors told me 17% of the population gets it, and it's all female for the most part. Okay. So they didn't know what was going on. My case was horrific. It led to, years later, my face swelling, and this isn't an exaggeration. I looked like Quasimodo because my whole face on one side or the other would swell. I couldn't drive. I'd have to pull over. I'd have to be picked up, whatever the case.
And your parents maybe opened to the fact they thought it was tumorous.
Yes, my dad.
They're running scans.
Protectively talked doctors into giving me like CT scans with contrast because they didn't know what was going on. He's like, you need to make sure it's not a tumor.
Uh-huh. Right.
It wasn't. So a lot of it actually had to do with diet, but nobody was talking to me about that either. So I experienced that as well. After I ended up in the hospital twice in 1 week and they were injecting morphine because that's all they could do and then sending me home for it to just happen again. And then have to be back in the hospital. Right. I finally listened to my mom, who literally used to listen to her mom sooner. And I went to a holistic doctor who was an MD, but also partnered in holistic practices. Mm-hmm. And she talked to me about supplements and that not all supplements were created equal and things like that. So that always stuck in my mind. But one thing she didn't mention was nutrition. So yeah. I continued to drink soda every day. I continued to eat gluten religiously, I mean, so to speak. I mean, pasta, I'm Italian. So, and little did I know, I was like killing myself. Like, and I'm not joking because I could no longer function. I was about to miss classes, which I never did. I barely made it through college. I mean, I got good grades, but I barely could get to my classes to get through it. And all of this, my whole life thinking, well, I'm taking the supplements or I'm taking the medication. I don't understand. Why are doctors confused? You went to school forever. Right. Like, I don't understand.
You believe you're an anomaly. Like
yes.
I did, like Daniel did.
I felt alone. I felt like this is how I die. Like, I don't know. I'm 21 and this is it. Like, this is my life now. Mm-hmm. But the more I learned about nutrition, the more I realized what I was doing wrong. But one main thing that really changed my life was after I got married, I was really concerned that I would end up in the hospital again. You're newlywed. You're not going to get morphine all the time. No one wants to live on morphine anyways. So seriously. So I read Time Bomb. My husband would get books from Skywatch. I would pick through them and decide which ones I was going to read. And he's like, you like health here. And so I was like, thanks.
I wasn't going to read it. Here, you like health. Read this thing.
Well, we would like not argue, but be like, well, I want to read that one first or whatever. And so I was like, well, fine, I'll take this one and finish that one. So I read through it and it changed my life. We threw out our microwave the next day. I was like, we will never use this again, like ever. So we literally took it to a dump. And we're like, set it on fire. I don't care. No one needs it. I don't want somebody else to have it and get poisoned from it. So anyways, we got rid of these things and that changed our lives drastically. And then we needed supplementation. And then long story short, So once I started working at Edens, I got supplements that actually have changed my life even more so, where I don't wake up swollen. I don't have migraines. On occasion, I'll have one, but it's usually my own fault. I usually had gluten or something. So that's...
Well, and you're kind of learning how to realize what probably triggers them too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a total learning process, but I'm so grateful for Edens Essentials, because the times that I do not realize I have a food allergy or something, I have something that is whole food and clean that helps my body kind of process it to where I'm not in pain and I'm not on medication. So.
And it's funny because you told me that story, but my brain didn't really catalog it until you'd worked for me for like 6 months. And then she tells me again, I read Time Bomb. I'm like, you did? No, apparently. So I've always been glad.
Yeah.
So you know, the book gets a little bit of credit for why she's here, right?
No, absolutely, because it really did. It changed our lifestyle practices.
Well, as I understand it, as you were reading it in the middle of the night and Drew's trying to sleep, you kept hollering. You kept saying, this is outrageous.
Yes, I kept yelling, and he was like, you know I have to get up at 7, right? I'm like, you know we're poisoning ourselves, right?
So, well, the ways, Daniel, you know, the ways to get poison is legion right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is really the driving force behind why we've launched Edens Essentials as a nutrition line, because it's everything from the importance of keeping your liver cleaned out so that you can keep those metabolic pathways open. You know that old adage, you are what you eat?
Yeah.
You know, she talking about eating gluten constantly. There's a reason why people become bread addicted, and it's so hard to get it away from them, because of the gut flora begins to demand what it is accustomed to.
Yep.
And the gut flora that you've shaped wants what it wants, and it doesn't care what you need, it cares what it wants.
Yeah.
So fungal overgrowths, things like this take over your life, and you have no idea because you're 20, you're young, you're vital, or you used to be. Yeah. And look, we've only got about a minute and a half, but Tom, I don't know if you can do this proper in a minute and a half, but very quickly for the audience at home, you were a type 2 diabetic.
Yeah, I was type 2 diabetic, and I'd had three doctors. None of them ever talked to me about my diet, never talked to me, not even about exercise.
And you were at least 60 pounds heavier.
I was 60 pounds heavier. Bottom line was, one day I came in, he had done my 6 month, you know, blood test, A1C, all that. And he says, the medicines we have you on aren't working anymore. We're going to have to put you on insulin. I didn't want to do that. I came back, I told you guys, I said, hey, here's what the doctor said. And you said, look, before you did that, in fact, I think it was Daniel that said, the first thing you need to do is we're going to put you on curcumin. I didn't even know what that is, right? Mm-hmm. So I started taking curcumin, got on some other stuff, fermented mushrooms, just other things that you guys gave me. Went back to the doctor about 6-8 weeks later. He said, what have you been doing? And I said, what do you mean? Scared me, right?
Like,
he said, you're pre-diabetic. As far as your blood sugar is concerned, your blood sugar is in the 80s. And as far as that is concerned, you don't even have diabetes anymore. It changed that quickly, right?
Months.
None of the pharmaceuticals they had me on were keeping up with.
Well, they had upped your metformin over and over,
lumepiride, all of it. Yeah, so that's just
but
a little.
But you also cut out bread, don't forget.
I did. I made a couple of small adjustments, but for the most part, I kept eating whatever I wanted. But now I was supplementing with very powerful things that God made. Isn't that amazing? Stuff that God made, right? Actually worked.
I dread this time every week, but we're out of time. There's so much more. I could see Daniel over there just chomping a bit. There's just no way to pack all of what is needed.
But we'll be back next week.
But we'll be back next week, and we're going to continue this discussion on living naturally to maximize your health and vitality. You're not going to want to miss that show. For everybody in the studio and everybody on panel, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.
Thank you for watching. Keep up with all of SkyWatch TV's programs, including our web exclusives, by subscribing to our channel at YouTube and following us on Facebook and Twitter. To find out how to support our ministry, log on to skywatchtv.com/donate. And please, take advantage of our free mobile app for Android and iOS devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. You'll find links to the app stores for the free SkyWatch TV mobile app